Real English from BBC Learning English.
Hello, this is Real English from BBC Learning English. I'm Neil.
And I'm Jean. Hello.
In Real English, we look at words and phrases you might not find in your dictionary.
英语呢是一种十分程式化的语言，所以了解现实生活中人们经常使用的固定表达和俚语，自然就很有用了。
Today's phrase is snail mail.
Snail mail, 蜗牛邮件。What is this, Neil? A special postal service for snails? Sounds amazing.
No, Jean, it's nothing like that, but it's slower than email.
Okay, 原来这个所谓的蜗牛邮件 snail mail, 顾名思义就是比电子邮件 email 要慢上很多的邮寄邮件。Is snail mail just the ordinary way of sending a letter?
That's exactly right. Listen to this.
You know, there's something seriously wrong with my email account at the moment.And you know what that means, don't you?
What? You're going to have to send an ordinary letter to someone through the post?
Yes, I'm going to have to use snail mail. What a bore.
Snail mail. I remember that.
这段对话当中说话的第二个人，他说他还能记得这种蜗牛邮件。意思是说呢，这种邮寄的邮件比起电子邮件来说已经是太过时了。
So when your email account isn't working, life slows down.
It certainly does.
Let's hear that conversation again.
You know, there's something seriously wrong with my email account at the moment. And you know what that means, don't you?
What? You're going to have to send an ordinary letter to someone through the post?
Yes, I'm going to have to use snail mail. What a bore.
Snail mail. I remember that.
所谓的蜗牛邮件呢，看来是形容一般邮寄的邮件的速度非常之慢，像蜗牛一样慢吞吞的。而在英语当中，蜗牛这个词 snail 和邮件 mail 是押韵的，所以说起来也是很顺口 snail mail.
So Jean, which do you prefer, email or snail mail?
I think it has to be email. It's just so fast.
But it's so nice to get a package through the letterbox, isn't it?
True. 好了，我们今天的地道英语节目就到这里了。Time to send some snail mail, I think.
Bye for now.
Real English from BBC Learning English.